So many of us grew up in an era where it seemed as though the Earth would take care of itself. Not only the Earth, but even little Barbados. Because at one stage, the only problem with water was that we had to walk to the pipe to fetch it. And stuff or garbage was something we burnt in the backyard. Today we know that we are now water scarce. Our landfill is in urgent need of some kind of replacement. We have to modernize our sewage treatment plants and urgently need one on the West Coast. We spray way too much at home and in our fields. Emissions from our vehicles are also a cause for concern. And we've built so close to the shore in some instances that it has impacted on the movement of sand on our beaches. Barbados, like the rest of the world, will not take care of itself. In this environment, for every action, there is a reaction. There is a consequence. And remember, Barbados, when the discussion gets going in earnest at the United Nations Climate Action Summit.
Climate change is the defining issue of our time, and we are at a defining moment.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We are experiencing record-breaking temperatures around the world. According to the World Meteorological Organization, the past two decades, including 18 of the warmest years since 1850, when records began. And this year is shaping up to be the fourth hottest. Extreme heat waves, wildfires, storms and floods are leaving a trail of death and devastation.
And people in places like the South Pacific are on the front line of climate change. Their islands are being taken over by the sea, and young people there are worried about the future.
The climate is changing very fast, and also the future, our future generations will be suffer. So I'm so worried, I'm so scared about that.
And youth elsewhere have the same fear.
In the year 2030, I will be 25 years old. At that time, 11 years will have passed since scientists informed humanity that the time was running out to avoid irreversible, catastrophic effects of climate change. At that time, in the future, I will also be a young adult capable of voting and capable of designing the policies and actions that will shape the world. But right now, I am just a child, and I want to tell you how frustrating it is to know that when I am an adult, it will be too late. I am frustrated because this is the moment that really matters. And there is no time for me to grow up and grasp those reins of power. I am frustrated and terrified watching the adults around me move too slowly towards the solutions upon which my future depends.
And as we in Barbados grapple with the recent ban on single-use plastics, others around the world are doing likewise.
Played Out is a collective effort between artists, the government of Norway, Antigua and Barbuda, and the UN. We have all come together against single-use plastic litter, which is killing our ocean.
But you should take note that these changes have implications that go way beyond what utensils we use for eating our food. As we hear from this international expert, even the food we eat is likely to be affected.
The way we produce food and what we eat contributes to the loss of natural ecosystems and declining biodiversity. When land is degraded, it reduces the soil's ability to take up carbon, and this exacerbates climate change. In turn, climate change exacerbates land degradation in many different ways.
It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.